with a look at Radio On The Go Sports for this Thursday morning. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting, taking a look at what is going on with our scorecard. We have state cross-country qualifying going on. And congratulations to some area girls finishing in the top 10 at the meet in Decorah yesterday. The meet was held for boys and girls trying to get on to state, and IFA, AGWSR, has a couple going on, and that includes Taya Miller, who was fourth overall in a time of 20 minutes, 2 seconds, and Abby Harding, also 20 minutes, 2 seconds, just a few tenths behind her teammate for the cadets of IFA, AGWSR. And for Hampton Dumont Cal, Lydia Moss finishing 7th in a time of 20 minutes and 8 seconds, so some great finishes there for our area girls. Team-wise, not in the running, but nonetheless, some individuals going on. The meet was won by Dubuque Wallert, Dubuque Wallert was 2nd, and Iowa Falls Alden finishing in 7th place. Hampton Dumont Cowgirls were in 9th place out of the 13 teams. On the boys' side, nobody in the top 10 individually, but Jace Bobain was the best cadet. He ran 18 minutes, 17 seconds for 22nd, and Jack Showalter was the best Bulldog for Hampton Dumont Cal, 18 minutes, 43 seconds for 36th place out of the 91 runners competing yesterday. Western Dubuque wins the boys' team title. Iowa Falls Alden 11th as a team, and Hampton Dumont Cal was 12th. Taking a look at some of the volleyball from last night, a Class 3A Region 3 semifinal held between Iowa Falls Alden at Clarion Goldfield Dows. In the action, back and forth, very exciting match. IFA would end up taking the set number one from the Cowgirls, 25-21. The Cowgirls would own the second set after falling in the first to the Cadets and win the second set, 25-12. An exhilarating third set, Cadets would lead, but the Cowgirls charged back to steal it, 26-24. And in the fourth set, the Cowgirls would prevail, take set number four, 25-17, and the match, 3-1. CGD head volleyball coach Katrina Turhart said IFA had the momentum coming in to the match last night.
Definitely a positive feeling. You always look at the schedule and you're like, which ones can we take for sure? You never know what's going to happen. Sometimes you get in there and you fight as much as you can and it doesn't go your way. But each year, that's one of the things we've worked on is we had 17 last year. You know, they have the momentum and we'd have to do something to shift that back, you know, towards the end of that first set. And then went, you know, and just told them, you know, like, we have to play our game and come out and we need to play to win. You know, and I didn't really feel like we did that. You know, we had a slow start, kind of let them go point for point with us. And we didn't come out and play our game and play to win. And that's just the difference in mentality. And we were able to turn that switch and come back out and do that. So I was proud of the girls for doing that.
And the Cowgirls were led by Lexi Lane with 15 kills in the win. Iowa Falls Alden led by Ella Shire with 20 kills. Cadets close out their season with a record of 8-21. Clarion Goldfield Dows now moves to 19-15. They head to the regional final to take on Unity Christian coming up next Tuesday at a site to be determined. It'll be at 7 o'clock, and we'll be there wherever it's at to cover it for the Cowgirls trying to go on back to the state tournament on 104.9 KLMJ again on Tuesday. Over on KQCR last night, Applington-Parkersburg Volleyball got their postseason started at home as they played host to North Iowa Cedar League counterpart Hudson in the Class 2A Region 5 quarterfinals. AP entered the contest with some momentum, having won 7 of their final 10 matches of the regular season. The Falcons would jump out to an early lead in set 1 and would go on to sweep the Pirates in 3 sets, 25-17, 25-17, 25-19. AP picked up their 23rd win of the season, and head coach Erin Huddleston said she's proud of the year-to-year improvement for the Falcon volleyball program.
Definitely a positive feeling. You always look at the schedule and you're like, which ones can we take for sure? You never know what's going to happen. Sometimes you get in there and you fight as much as you can and it doesn't go your way. But each year, that's one of the things we've worked on is we had 17 last year. We were like, we have to get to 20. That's our goal. First get to 20 and then hopefully more and more. And it shows even in a short, you know, 4 years that I've been here and Candace has been with me as an assistant, the talent is improving. The basic skills have improved and just the all-around game has gotten us to these amount of wins. And we're very proud of the girls for day in and day out, just working as hard as they can and working to make AP back on the mat for volleyball again.
Cassidy Mowinkle had 14 13 kills for the Falcons as they improved to 23-11. For Hudson, Addy Rhodes had 7 kills in the loss as the Pirates' season comes to an end at 12-23. AP advances to the regional semis. They'll play Monday against Denver. That match can be heard live on 98.9 KQCR. Other volleyball regional games last night. Denver ends Belmont Clemmie's volleyball season. Denver, of course, highly rated. They win in 3 straight sets. Also last night, locally, it's AGWSR falling to Janesville. Highly rated Janesville wins in 3 straight sets, 25-15, 25-10, and 25-16 were the set scores on that. Dunkerton sweeps North Butler last night. South Hardin in 3 over Ogden. It was also locally, Dighton-Hartford, no problem with Pella Christian last night in 3 straight sets, 25-5, 25-7, and 25-10 in that. And Grundy Center, no problem with Jessup in 3 straight sets last night in regional volleyball. All-conference volleyball is out for the top of Iowa Conference West Division and East Division as well. We'll go with the West first, where Belmont Clemmie had a couple of volleyballers on the second team All-Conference, Allison Barris and Jenna Meyer. Congratulations. And honorable mention, London Young of BK. The player of the year was Anna Longhenry of North Union, and the coach of the year on the west side of the top of Iowa was Jim Beamer from Lake Mills. On the east side of the top of Iowa Conference, a couple of second teamers, 3 actually from our area, Kaya Johnson of North Butler, a junior, Chloe Rooney of Rockford, and West Fork's Maddie Hubka. Those last two were seniors, second team all in top of Iowa Conference. An honorable mention on the west side, or pardon me, this is the east side now, North Butler, Haley Friesman, honorable mention, Rockford's Emma Mahler, and another Emma Martinik from West Fork, also honorable mention all conference. Meredith Street of Osage was the player of the year on the east side, and coach of the year at top of Iowa East, Maggie Pruin from Central Springs. Don Anderson's crew has done it again after starting the season 0-2 with a pair of heartbreaking 3-point losses to Clear Lake and Hampton Dumont Cal on the road. IFA rattled off wins in 5 of their next 6 games, including late season rally that saw the Cadets end the year on a 3-game winning streak to finish the season at 5-3 overall as the number 2 seed in their district, clinching a playoff berth. The Cadet football team went 4-1 in the district, and they got them to the playoffs for the first time since 2015. And at this time, they will be hosting a first round matchup when a 4-4 Davis County team comes from extreme southern Iowa up to Iowa Falls Friday night. Coach Anderson's crew has done most of their damage this season on the ground using a veteran offensive line and a 3-headed monster at running back. Senior Gabe Hadwiger, junior Kaysen Boyer, and sophomore Jaden Damiano have each rushed for 600 yards apiece and combined to account for 22 of the team's 24 rushing TDs this season. Coach Anderson talked about what advantages there are of playing a first-round playoff game at home.
Well, I think, you know, sometimes it's who you play and just the familiarity of playing home. And, you know, I just very appreciative. Our crowds last couple of weeks have just been huge and very vocal and very supportive of our kids, and that's, you know, I don't think sometimes they understand how much that really helps out our kids, and, you know, especially when you get a little momentum going, it's really a good thing in football to have a big supportive crowd. And, you know, it's always good to play at home. Everybody, you know, you just don't have to worry about that bus ride, how far, and, you know, what the kids are going to be like on the bus and all those type of things. It's just better to, you know, in familiar surroundings. That's always a good thing for high school kids.
Davis County has been heading in a different direction in the later stages of the season, having lost 2 straight home games to finish the year 4-4, as they really sling it around and average 34 points per game. The Mustangs will look to test the Cadet defense this coming Friday night. A contrast of styles coming in, and a Class 2A first-round playoff matchup between Davis County and Iowa Falls Alden from Dale Howard Stadium. The Cadets and Mustangs kick it off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and you can hear updates on the game throughout the night, and then a report from Ed Geitz on the Dale Howard Sports Overdrive on 104.9 KLMJ. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell says the teams will remain standing at the end of the regular season are the ones that are able to handle adversity. The Cyclones get ready to visit from 8th-ranked and unbeaten Oklahoma State at Cyclones Jack Trice Field, and will be a victory climbing back into the Big 12 hunt.
I still think it's the team that can stay together, the team that's got the ability to overcome adversity and have the maturity to continue to grow and get better. And I think it'll be the teams that are playing the best at the end of the season that probably will be the last one standing.
Campbell says each week provides a challenge no matter what the ranking of the opponent may be.
We've really tried to kind of hone in on self-awareness and areas that we got to get better. And, you know, there'll be big games, and whether this is a big game or not, there'll be one probably next week too, or the week after that. And so you just keep playing and, you know, really don't worry about those things. You try to learn and grow from successes and failures and then just try to be the best version of yourself each Saturday.
And kickoff 2:30 p.m. as 8th-rated Oklahoma State comes into Ames. Listen for live coverage beginning with the pregame show at 12:30 on 104.9 KLMJ, your home for Iowa State football. And let's take a look at the scorecard for today. Before we go here, it is high school cross-country. More state qualifying meets for Class 1A and 2A for Belmont, Clemmie, North Butler, Rockford, and West Fork runners. They're going to be up in Mason City at the Newman Catholic qualifying meet. South Hardin goes to Cascades qualifying meet. Clarksville runners trying to get to state through the Clayton Ridge qualifying meet in Class 1A. Class 2A, Applington, Parkersburg, Clarion, Goldfield, Dows, Dighton, Hartford running at Fox Ridge at the Dighton, Hartford qualifying meet. Grundy Center, Gladbrook, Rhinebeck at the Southeast Valley qualifying meet at Gowrie, and the high school football tonight, a regular season finale for West Fork at Central Springs. Don't forget, we do have some football talk tonight. We're going to talk North Butler football and Applington Parkersburg football, 7 o'clock tonight on KLMJ and KQCR, both stations with respective Meet the Team shows for the Bearcats and the Falcons, which we will cover then on Friday night with a playoff play-by-play. I'm Dwayne Carson is reporting for this Thursday morning Radio On The Go Sports. More available at RadioOnTheGo.com.